really great future. We're talking real money.
Yep, another hour, another opportunity to change your life for the better here on Talking Real Money.
Change your life. Okay, yeah. I was going to quit
the
there.
Better.
All right, I was going to quit there, but okay.
No, it's for the better. If you get out of these high commission, high cost products, if you stop being ridiculously, stupidly greedy and getting into things that will just end up costing you a fortune.
20% a year, yeah, and solar panels.
Get over feeling like you're special and you deserve special investments. You may be special, but you don't deserve special investments. Understand what you're being sold, what you're doing with your money right now. We're going to help you with that during the course of this hour at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255.
And you get a free copy, signed copy of Don's book, Financial Physics.
If you call
and ask a question during the next hour. That's 855-935-8255.
Tom knows the number.
How about that?
What's wrong with this picture?
I know. I believe everything I read. So,
855-935-TALK. We'd love to talk with you about your money issues, as we've been doing for a very long time.
I was going to talk about cash for a minute, but you brought up something else that I think is more important.
I did?
You did.
I didn't even know
I did.
Yeah,
this came up again this week because we had someone call about the solar panels, right? Why would you
invest
invest in a private placement in solar? What would be the only reason you'd be doing that?
To make a lot of money.
Right, because the whole idea here is you're finding something that everybody else doesn't know about, right?
Nobody knows about this. I'm going to make more money than anybody.
Exactly. And that same thing holds true when you buy an individual stock. The only reason you'd invest in an individual stock is it's going to make more than the market as a whole, right? I mean, because I know something
because
about
I
that
know
company.
More than everybody else. I'm smarter than them.
Yeah, and so we have a new client. He is a very smart guy. And I don't want to go into what his profession is, but he's highly paid, very bright, and was a government employee for a long period of time. And he picked an individual stock some time ago. We looked at the numbers yesterday. It's down 50% from when he purchased it. Now, he was sheepish about that, and I said that's what happens with individual stocks. The difference between that and owning a diversified portfolio is the fact that a diversified portfolio could lose that amount of money, but has not for a long period of time.
Yeah, you can't promise that these things won't happen,
so it's just, this is the line, as you've always put this best, Don, this is the line between investing and gambling. It truly is gambling to put money in solar panels. It truly is gambling to think you know something more about a stock than everybody else out there, and I'm going to put a big bet on it. That's gambling.
But this philosophy, this fervent belief that I now have thanks to decades of difficultly gained wisdom, is that It's the antithesis of what Wall Street says. They say go out and buy an individual stock. Go out and pick the hot things. Mm-hmm. Go out and find a money manager who's better than everybody else. But I don't believe it, and there is no evidence to back up any of these outrageous claims.
The evidence, again, coming in this year, active managers who had a great active manager, somebody picking stocks, timing markets, great start to the year, and then in March. Well, now after 3 months of the year, only 36% of those managing large cap portfolios have done better than the appropriate index. So one out of three in 3 months.
And somehow that just seems like they'd be better off just flipping a coin.
You don't make as much money doing that, though.
They don't pay you as well.
And you
the
come in and say, I know about this company. I know about the future. Mm-hmm. I know what's going to happen. Take our money from here and move it over there. That's the difference.
But it sounds as if we are anti-American when we say that.
Oh, it's the indexing is un-American thing? Going back to what they said about Bogle back in 74 or whatever.
We do. We sound like, come on.
That's not true because we own more companies.
We pull ourselves up by our bootstraps.
That's the whole I work hard there, I'm going to be more successful. That's true in a lot of things, but not in investing. Sorry to say. That has been proven.
No, because there are people who have better systems, more knowledge than you will ever, ever, ever gain in your lifetime. You're going to lose. 855-935-TALK.
Don and Don are talking real money.
Do you know what your investment risk tolerance is? Take our free no-obligation risk quiz at TalkingRealMoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
We're only talking about the most important stuff going on in life, the money. Give me the money. Show me the money. More money. More money talk every Saturday. And one of the few places where you're going to get financial advice on the radio that we are confident is not selling something. 855-935-TALK, the number 855-935-8255. Stop in and... Not only do we not sell you something, we give you a free book, free copy of Financial Physics. So call us
and you,
now.
And by the way, if you call, you can ask Taylor about his difficult childhood.
Oh,
but I'm going to deny
Taylor's,
the closet and the beatings, but I don't know. He may confirm
Taylor,
that. I have no
Taylor
idea.
Is Tom's son answering the phones today.
Nobody else would work on Saturday. So
that's what you can do with your kids.
Exactly. You were saying something about slave labor
was,
earlier.
Yeah. All right. It's your kids. You can make them do stuff. 855-935-TALK is the number. And Brett, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, Brett, how can we help you?
Hey, Tom, Don. I have a terminology or industry jargon question. And I thought I knew the answer, but I started looking at some numbers. I'm not sure I do. So my basic question is whether the year-to-date return on a fund or an ETF includes the yield or not. For instance, when I look at
the
Vanguard total bond market.
The dividend
and any growth.
So the yield includes the growth and the dividend.
Correct.
The year-to-date total return.
And we know you, Brett. Thank you for listening and thank you for working with us for a long period of time.
I'm out in the Midwest. I listen to the podcast, but say hi to Taylor for me.
You got it. You got it. Yeah, Brett's been follower of
ours. He'll survive. He's okay.
Yeah, he'll get through it. Yeah, it's been tough
so far. He already pretty much
that's
survived
true.
It.
That's true.
He's not under your thumb as much as he used to
that's
be.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Does that help?
I'm finding as they get older, they're always under your thumb a little bit.
So does that help? Because, yes, that does take in everything to that time.
Yeah, it's just when I start looking at Morningstar and, any different things, I get numbers and they're not making sense. And so I wasn't clear if they're actually included. So they do include it, like the year-to-date return would include dividends year-to-date as well as the 1, 3, 5, 10-year returns.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brett. All right, take care. 855-935.
Good to hear from Brett.
TALK.
Beautiful state of Ohio.
Ohio.
Yeah, good guy, smart guy. Retired. There's a guy who retired relatively early too because he was a big time saver. I mean, that's at the end of the day, really. If you start saving early and you do it right for a long period, you're pretty good shape. You could even have the money at Primerica and probably it'd still work out. It probably would.
Well, yeah.
It wouldn't be the best, but it probably would.
I was looking back at some of Mr. Money Mustache's advice. And one of his savings rates, he was giving you numbers, how soon you could retire based on various percentage savings rates.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his savings rate figures in this calculator was 85%.
What?
How in the world can you save 85% of your income? Because you got to have at least 10 or 15 going to taxes.
Yeah. Well, if you play in the National Football League, there's those guys who set aside their whole salary and just spend the endorsement money they get. That's what I do. I set my whole salary aside and use just the endorsement money.
What are you endorsing?
Well, I got some insurance products and some
soccer products.
And other stuff on the
side. Yeah, like anybody cares. It's like, oh, Tom, that referee?
Yeah, that would not be the person you'd select for your celebrity spokesperson, no. Nah, not well-loved on the soccer field, generally.
Thank goodness you're well-loved at the office.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Right, Taylor?
Yeah, he's not waving his hand at that.
No, he's not. Okay, 855-935-TALK is our phone number, 855-935-8255. I don't see anything.
Oh, Bob is waiting.
Oh, I thought Bob. You told
Bob,
me he was gone.
Bob, we got back. So sorry, Bob.
Bob is back.
You.
Hi,
how you
Bob.
Doing, Bob?
Welcome to the show.
How we doing?
Hey, great. Thanks, guys. I hit the wrong button and got too excited. And
that happens to me.
We can understand having that effect on people.
Every morning. Yeah, not a problem.
I got a quick question for you. I'm 62. I got to retire at 66 and a half. I'm one of those guys.
Yep.
By the time I retire, I've been looking for something a lot more simple in my retirement planning, trying to get out of the complexities of all the different products and so forth. I'm going to have roughly $700,000, I think, by the time we retire. So between that and Social Security, I think our monthly net will be fixed. But I'm calculating about a 5% return on our investments. Is that, in your opinion, is that good, bad, too high?
Well, here's yes, it's okay, but you're probably going to have, in today's environment, 60% of the money in stocks and 40% in bonds to get the 5%. Remembering that the bond part,
we're guessing,
the bond part today yielding 2.2 or something. So,
but we don't know anything.
So here's my question, though. Right now, I've got the stocks that I'm invested in. I've been looking more and more the last 4 or 5 years, going into good solid dividend stocks.
I knew that was coming. Yeah,
they're paying. On average, about 4% by the time you get some growth and so forth. I would hope, to me, that's awfully simple, but it's also pretty safe.
There's a reason why, so go ahead, Don.
Yeah, there's a really good reason why it seems simple, because we are stuck in the present. We don't look beyond today, and let me just tell you the story about a little company in America several years ago that had a really, really impressive dividend. They were one of the biggest companies in the world. One of the biggest companies in the world paid a nice dividend. If you'd ask any human being on the street if this company, you could count on this company paying its dividend, you wouldn't find a soul who would have disagreed back in the 60s, 70s, even the 80s. That company is General Motors.
And let me finish the thought.
Yeah, it went bankrupt.
Yeah, let me finish the thought. Dividend paying strategies generally do not work for the following reasons. Number one, you're eliminating a lot of stocks because there's a lot of companies that don't pay dividends. Number two, generally, the higher dividend payers there's a risk associated with the fact that they're paying out a higher dividend. Larry Swedro has written some great stuff about all this in the last few years, because a lot of people say, hey, just give me my 3.5% or 4% a year on my stocks and I'm covered. The problem is you might be getting it, as Don said today, but the likelihood of that continuing, it may not continue. That's exactly it, as Don pointed out. So that would not be a strategy we would recommend. Instead, still, we'd have a widely diversified portfolio balanced between stocks and bonds, and then withdraw the money from the parts that have gone up faster than the other parts, sort of rebalancing, doing it that way.
And you can use some of that rebalancing for income, absolutely. Thanks for the call, 855-935-TALK. That's our phone number, 855-935-8255. Give us a call.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Do you need a little help with your investments? Set up a free, no-obligation appointment with one of our advisors at TalkingRealMoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
One of the keys to improving your future is making money less important by doing some of the things that you should have been doing all along to take the worry and the thought processes out of money. Put a lot of things on autopilot, because there are so many things more fun than managing money.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Phone number? No, please.
855-935-TALK.
And we're giving away a copy of Don's book. I want to finish the thought on the dividend paying stock. If you go back and look at a high dividend paying mutual fund, they have higher volatility.
Yeah, they really do.
Because there's just greater risk associated with limiting the number of stocks you hold, and the high dividend payers often are paying that higher dividend for a reason.
Because they're in trouble.
They got to get people interested in their stock.
Well, and you know, in large part, you may have a company that where it was $100 a share paying a 2% dividend, and now it's dropped to $50 a share, and they're buying because it's got that nice fat 4% dividend.
Looks really good, doesn't it? till you realize except there's a reason why.
There's a reason, yeah. 855-935-TALK is the number. Terry, you're next. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Terry.
Thanks very much.
Our pleasure.
Hey. All right. Yeah, Taylor sounds severely traumatized. The poor guy.
See, I told
you. Take that
he was
up with his mother then, or something. So go ahead. It wasn't me.
Yeah. Blame somebody else.
Exactly. It's America. Come on. How can we help you?
Customarily, you guys mentioned you have two Vanguard stocks. If you want to be do-it-yourselfers, we can use these two Vanguard stocks.
Trying to make it easy.
Two funds. Vanguard funds. Yeah.
How about, is there a Schwab equivalent of those two funds?
Yeah, but it's not as good. No, Schwab has some sort of global fund.
I just think it's funny.
It doesn't have as many stocks in it. It's probably more expensive. We can look it up, but we look at this periodically, Terry, because we try to stay on top of new things that come along. And Vanguard's the VTWAX holds 8,800 securities.
No, it's 7,943.
Oh, pardon me. So a lot of them went out of business. So 8,000 securities, my bad. And they do it at a very low price. They have good global diversification. And I don't know of a similar product at Schwab that has...
I'm doing some research, so you keep talking.
Yeah, has as many securities and does it at as low a price. Do you know of one? Is that why you're calling us?
No, I was just curious if, Schwab makes a real effort to be competitive. I'm not a Schwab apologist or anything. I'm just kind of curious if...
They do and they don't, by the way. Schwab's mutual funds in general over the last 20 years, I would say, have been very average. Now, they have tried, because they've seen where the industry went, especially the last 10 years, to come up with less expensive passive or index products. So, for example, we do use one of their exchange-traded funds that holds government securities because it was cheaper than the Vanguard equivalent. We're like, well, it's the same securities. We get the diversification. We can get a lower price, so we use that for our clients. Now, the reason that we use these two Vanguard products is, again, wide diversification, low cost, and we haven't found anything that's better. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, and here's the thing over at Schwab. I just did some checking, and I find that Schwab has a total market fund, but that's U.S.
Yep.
And they have an international index fund, but that's very, very limited in scope. If you were to combine the two and make your own global fund, in essence, the two funds together would have 3,800 stocks in them as opposed to 8,000.
Yeah, you don't get as many securities. And here's the other thing. The reason that I like the one fund solution for each one, then all you have to do is figure out how much in the stock one and how much in the bond one. Then if you add in, I got to have one for the U.S. and one for international, you got to figure out how to balance those out. So it's just simply more work. We like to keep it simple for people. So if they go do it on their own, they can actually do it.
Yeah. In fact, there was a time when we had like a seven fund.
No, we had a 10 fund. Yeah, with Paul Merriman. Yeah.
It was a little complicated for folks to get it allocated properly. This is mainly designed for simplicity. And as a matter of fact, Schwab's portfolios are a little cheaper, but again, they're not as well diversified and they're not as simple.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Just about everything you need to know about money can be found at our website, talkingrealmoney.com.
We're talking real money.
That really important topic that is why you work and why you save and why you invest and support you when you retire and get your kid through college. That money stuff. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. I'm Don. That's Tom. And Steve, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. Hello, how you guys doing?
Doing very well. Good day for indoor work.
Good. I don't know if this is up your alley, but I'm going to try anyway. Have you guys heard anything about a global currency reset and a national reset? And they're calling it an RV of our own currency, and we're supposed to be coming out with a new currency. They're calling USN. Is that a big old hoaxy thing?
Is that right after they get the wall finished, or where is this one?
No, that's even bigger. That's even less likely than the wall. That is a conspiracy theorist.
This one of the one where
story.
They're going to reset and make the Chinese yuan the actual world denomination.
Yeah.
I heard it. Dinar. Let me get the thing. Sorry, one second.
That's all right.
No, that's okay.
The Iraqi dinar.
Yeah, we know
Rocky.
The currency of Iraq. Yes, is the.
Oh, okay. The dinar. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Dinar.
I thought we were talking about some guy named Rocky Dinar, like, you know, a
he's
going to
reset it. He's going to reset Rocky Balboa.
Yeah. Rocky Balboa takes on Rocky Dinar.
What
Rocky
on exactly?
2x2.
Yeah, I like that. No, we don't know about that, and frankly, the fact that I've not heard of it doesn't mean that it...
No. It's all over the internet on all the wackadoodle sites.
That's why I don't
It's on all the wackadoodle sites, and it's a bunch of wackadoodles.
I mean, the question would be,
they've been talking about something like this for 30 years.
Whatever.
I've had people call the show and go, oh, yeah, they're going to devalue the currency and give us all new money so they can track everything we do. I have been hearing this for almost as long as I've been alive and paying attention. And it is scam, 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 scam.
The question is, what do you do with that information? If you believe it, what do you do?
You go to gold.
Go
to gold.
Okay, yes. Then I see.
Right,
so you go
to gold. You see,
sense.
It's a gold bug's delight.
There you go.
This is the gold bug special.
Okay.
And it's just, these are the crazy people. These are the...
We're not calling you
not
crazy,
you. We're
Steve.
It's like, you know, the what was the show that was with Art Bell every night? You know,
conspiracy on the wild card line west of the Rockies. Yeah, I love
people
this
who couldn't sleep at night and their brains got fried because they forgot to wear their aluminum foil headsets to bed.
Come on, what was the name of Art Bell's show? That's going to drive me nuts.
Oh, golly.
All right, now
you know what?
Look it up.
I can't remember.
Coast to Coast?
Coast to Coast AM. Yeah. And yeah, it was from a bunker in Nevada somewhere.
It was for a while.
He buried himself deep in the earth.
Steve, thank you for your call. We're not buying it.
Aliens.
I'm
going to
keep my dollars. I got a few of them here.
And I just keep looking and you go to these websites and you can almost tell just by looking at them.
I'm looking at the dollars. Like, they look the same, by the way.
Here. Kitco, the gold bug
site.
Yeah,
I know those guys. Yep.
Countdown has begun. A full financial reset. U.S. screwed up on so many fronts.
Yeah.
You know, these guys have been plugging gold and telling you it's going to make you a lot of money. And adjusted for inflation, if you bought gold almost any time since it was allowed to float again, you made no money.
Yeah.
Nothing. So you're not going to make any in the future on it either, but these guys are sure going to try and scare you into believing
you can. But you're going to have it when they devalue the currency. So you'll be the cock of the walk then.
When that happens, I don't want your foolish gold. I want your food.
I'm going to come over with my rifle.
Exactly. 855-935-TALK is our number. Rusty, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, Rusty.
Hello. Yeah,
what's up?
When all the currency is devalued, the only precious metals will be lead and steel.
There you go.
Exactly.
Thank you. Yeah.
Lead and valerian steel. Not
work.
Just any steel.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. I want it hardened.
How
can we help you?
I got a Game of Thrones.
I have a million questions, but...
Oh, well, let's start with the first one.
The one I called about was long-term care insurance. Is there a Vanguard version of the long-term care?
No, we were just talking about that. We wish there was a no-load long-term care product.
Yeah, or at least someplace that's not trying to fleece me.
Yep.
Well, there are places you can go to get advice.
I don't use banks for that same reason. I go to credit unions.
What they're doing is they're making commissions. And I really am opposed to commission-based systems. I think that there is a demand for a no-load product. I just hope it happens so those of us who are fiduciaries can actually recommend something to our clients who might need a long-term care policy.
We'll hold on to Rusty. We'll see if we've got one more question for him on the other side.
All right, because he said he had multiples.
Tom and I believe in helping everybody become a better investor. That's why we offer lots of free knowledge at TalkingRealMoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Global currency reset update just in from the silver doctors.
Should I throw these dollars right out the window? They don't longer matter.
Yeah. Well, actually, they said last year that October 10th was the likely date for a reset.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't October 10th, then the absolute drop-dead date for that global currency reset, November 11th, 2018. You remember that?
I can't say as I do, but I will add this. If you feel that those dollars are going to be worthless and you just want to get rid of them, clean things out a little bit,
Call me.
Them by. Drop them off. I'm happy to take them.
We'll be having a global currency gathering event.
The same thing.
We'll send a truck to your neighborhood because you don't want to just give it to anyone. You want to give it to someone who will safely put it in their truck.
Exactly. You can. And by the way, we take euros and dinars and all the rest of it, too.
Even Bitcoin.
Harder to hold that, but we'll do the best we can.
Yeah. Well, it takes a much smaller truck to pick up the Bitcoin.
Like sweep it as much as you like.
855-935-TALK is our number. We are talking to Rusty still, right?
Yeah, let's take one more question from Rusty. He had a million questions.
Because he said he had 1,000 or a million.
Take at least the first two. Rusty, what else you got? Go ahead.
I want to know why I need bonds at all.
You really don't. If you don't mind volatility. No, you don't. I mean, if you don't, I'll put it another
quick.
Way. If you
Bye, Rusty.
If you're, the reality is, over a long period of time, you would have made more money having all stocks than having stocks and bonds.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, you would. Would have had to deal with half of your money going away in 2008. You'd have been in 2001 down 42%, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there's a very well-known money manager, the largest, I think, in the world. He doesn't use bonds.
He just buys stocks for people.
I'm not going to mention his name because he gets enough publicity.
Yeah, plus he charges too much.
Yeah, but he uses, and that's his rationale. Why would I put you in something that has made less?
The reason, let me tell you why we suggest bonds, Rusty, because we teach classes all the time. We've taught, thousands and thousands of people. And a question both of us ask of the audience in these classes is, how many of you are comfortable losing half of your money and not knowing for sure that it will come back? Not knowing for sure. It probably will, but you don't know that.
Guess how many,
hands.
How many
are comfortable?
Yeah, how many hands pop up when we do that? Take a guess.
Probably one.
Nope. None.
One. Oh, no, maybe I get one every once in a while.
Yeah, it's almost
sometimes
nobody.
I get one. I would say the average is about 0.25.
I even ask like 40% and 30, and I start picking up, you guys are a bunch of chickens in here. Let's go. Because we know, Rusty, because you can read the numbers. When people lose 10, 20, 30% of their money, almost categorically, they do something. They got to sell. They got to get out because it looks like it's never coming back.
Because the news media says the market is down, that the economy is collapsing.
Going down.
Yeah, the market is going down instead of has gone down, and we don't know tomorrow what it's going to do. But great questions, Rusty.
Yep.
Hope to hear some more from you soon. 855-935-TALK is our number, and Art is our next victim.
Art?
Apparently I scared him with the victim comment.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We hear you fine, sir. How can we help you?
Well, I'm just wondering pretty generally here. My only investment right now is the TSP.
Yeah.
And I know you guys talk pretty well about that as far as costs and such, but I'm just wondering if I should have anything else. Not that I have tons of money to invest, but...
Well, can you save outside of your...
With that only?
Yeah, do you have... money other than could you set aside money other than what you're setting aside in the TSP?
I could.
And are you eligible to do a Roth IRA?
I am. In fact, I'm doing a Roth as well as traditional within the TSP.
Well, that's a different matter. No,
he's talking about a Roth IRA.
Are you married or single?
Married.
And is your household income $185,000 or less?
I wish. Oh, or less, yes. Quite a bit less.
Okay, yeah. So you...
he was wishing for the 185.
He wanted more.
Are you offering, Tom? I'll take that offer.
I'm giving away dollars. These things are worthless. Here you go. Take as many as you like.
Who wants those dollars?
Exactly.
They're going to reset them anyway.
Yeah. So you could do
They're changing
IRA.
The name to the Bolivar.
Exactly. You could do a Roth IRA, and here's what you could do. The only issue we ever have with the TSP is it doesn't have all of the types of stock funds we'd like you to have. As an international fund, it has a small cap fund for the U.S. and has a large cap fund for the U.S. and then it has a terrific bond fund that they may or may not change. There's been some debate about that. I, for example, if I held that portfolio, you might go buy a fund that held small value companies because you don't get very much exposure to that in the TSP. I might own an emerging markets fund because the exposure you have to emerging markets, which has been a good place to invest over the long haul, is very limited in the TSP. Those would be the kind of things you could own in the Roth IRA that are not available in the TSP, which, as you point out, has very low expenses.
Right. Also, it's funny, I've had different accountants who disagree on Roth and IRA. Consequently, I have both.
I have no idea what the disagreement would be.
What would be their argument against the Roth?
Ask me to get this. I don't deal with this stuff every day like you folks do, but it has to do with your tax bracket when you start taking it out.
Here's the thing is that if you are a saver and an investor like you are trying to be, and the other thing we do not know future tax brackets.
Nope.
We don't have a clue. So I would take tax-free growth over tax-deferred growth any day because I am letting that money grow and I don't have to worry about what that bracket might climb to in the future.
They might be saying, why pay taxes today? You don't have to pay because
that may be.
You're paying when you put it in a Roth, you're paying the tax up front. That's a potential one,
but you're eventually going to pay it. That's the thing with the regular IRA. So I'm a big fan of Roths. And John, you're up. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, John, how can we help you?
Hi, I have a question about getting into the financial industry with no training.
There's a lot of those people.
Why do you want to do it?
Because it interests me, and I hope to be retiring soon, and I want something to do when I'm retired.
Well, let me tell you that where most people end up when they say, I want to go into the financial services industry and I have no experience in the industry, they end up working for a life insurance company or getting into multi-level marketing, like through World Marketing or Primerica or some of those organizations, which is just the worst thing you could possibly do. If you really want to be a planner and an advisor, go before you get ready to retire and do this, go get your CFP.
Certified financial planner. Yeah. Yeah.
You have to work for a few years, right?
You can go get the coursework done.
Yeah. You can get the
CFP
concurrently.
And you can then, you can get the experience concurrently with a fee-only advisor of some sort. But I would suggest that you do that, at least start the coursework to make sure that you're really sure this is an area you want to work in.
That's a good point. Good point. And listen, coming up May 1st, come to my class. Learn all about
retirement.
I'm going to
tell them more after the
all
break.
Right, so don't miss that. TalkingRealMoney.com.
Yeah.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Would you like to talk to a real investment advisor for free? Set up an appointment at TalkingRealMoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And as Tom was mentioning before the break, his lunch ed class, the one on the 24th of April, sold out completely. So we scheduled another one for all of you who couldn't get into that one. But it is a very small class. These are really small, intimate lunch classes. You get a lunch with it. You get a great class. You get a good education on how to build a retirement income. But you need to sign up soon to reserve your place at TalkingRealMoney.com. It's $10, $12, I think. That includes lunch. TalkingRealMoney.com.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So, past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy your or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.